Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Woo, Bob, 163.
Dude, this is... Okay, first of all, nothing's changed. We're the same guys you once knew.
Yeah.
But also...
We're different now.
It's all different, dude.
Yeah.
The energy's different that we're going to bring you. The energy's going to be just out of this world.
Yeah. Canadian celebrity Tom Green follows me on Instagram now.
That's why you're dressed like this?
That's why, yeah.
I knew there was something different about you
today. As soon as it happened, I'm like, give me a new look.
Look, dude, as soon as you walked in, I was like, there's something, I can't put my finger on it, and you just said it. Tom Green, what a legend.
Yep, and he's like, I need to be more like this guy, so he followed me.
Yeah.
That's what that means, right?
Yeah, he needs to try a little harder, though.
That's right. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, you're good, dude. I love it when you interrupt me.
Perfect, me too.
We don't have Green with us today, so he's in Germany.
He is literally out of order.
He's emptying his sack in Germany right now, going to see a girl. So we all wish him luck. Wish him luck in the comments, by the way.
Yep.
He loves to read the comments. So that's out of order. And then I changed up some things back here. I was like, you know what? This is a new me.
I like it.
And, you know, so we did this. And then I got high. And then here we are.
Perfect. Sold.
So, yeah.
I'm also a new guy because I did a 3-day fast last week.
Whoa, wait a second. Didn't eat for 3 days?
Yeah, with water only. I had a
meal. Were you on drugs?
You
just find like
an eight ball of cocaine.
Yeah. Lock yourself in a hotel room. He's like, I fasted.
All right, I guess I've done a fast before. But this one was strictly just water, a couple black coffees in the morning.
Yeah.
Just water. I had a meal.
Wow.
At 4 p.m. on Sunday. Didn't eat again until 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Because I watched some Chris Hemsworth movie show where he fasted. I'm like, me and Thor are the same. So I was like, I'll do it.
I thought you just saw a topless Chris Hemsworth and was like, I'm going to stop eating for 3 days. Because called you fat last time you were here.
Yeah. So then I literally,
yeah,
a day later, I didn't eat for
three. Really? It was the
next
day.
It was a week later. But yeah, it was good. Because I went, yeah. But honestly.
Tell me about it.
Everyone, it's very popular, right? Because you have this guy, Peter Attia, popping up on podcasts like Rogan, and he has his own podcast, yeah. And there's other doctors, and even...
Oh, yeah, Dana White's doctor, right?
Yeah, Dana White. Everyone's talking about how fasting is like good. And I'm like, okay, it has other benefits, like not really for losing weight, but it's more about like repairing zombie cells and curing cancer and helping to prolong Alzheimer's and all that shit, right? So I'm like, okay, I need to give it a try.
Yeah.
And I was so surprised how not hungry I was.
After how many days?
No, like right away, I was just not hungry.
Yeah, right away is fine, but like day two's got to
be. Day two is weird. I was like a bit hungry.
Day three?
Like, day three, it goes away.
What?
Day two is the only tough day. And then, but the bigger problem for me was like, I was annoyed by how bored I was. The habit of going to get a snack or eating or something, I'm like, or for me, cracking a beer.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do I do?
As like a vice.
Yeah, like, or wanting to leave my apartment.
Yeah.
I'm like, where am I going to go?
Since I quit vaping and all that,
yeah.
I feel the same. It's like when I'm bored, I need to eat now. So I couldn't imagine if you took, like, yeah, I think I'd just start vaping again.
You can't do that right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just so weird. I was like, I don't know what to do. So most of the day I was like, I threw myself into some like big editing projects for videos that I had.
Oh, sick.
Because I was like, I don't know what else to do.
You just turned it on.
Yeah.
You went straight David Goggins.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. We're the same guy now.
Yeah, same energy.
Yeah.
You and David Goggins are just like swearing at yourselves in the mirror. The first thing you do when you get up, you're like, you piece of shit. You better fucking bring it today. Your wife's going to leave you if you don't fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That type of energy.
What happens when your wife leaves you? Then what do you say after that? You go, there you go. That's what you get. You go deeper.
You gotta get her back, bro. You gotta get out there, get back on the horse. You know.
Do you have a little mantra? You say something. I know people that say like they have like affirmation. Eric's one of those guys. He has like affirmations that he says to himself.
Yeah.
Are you that kind of guy?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Mine's just like, don't be gay. Whatever you do today, just try not to be as gay as you were yesterday.
That makes sense.
That's fine.
Good, you can get there.
Yeah, it's not been working. I've been getting more gay, I feel.
That's fine.
Yeah, I also enjoy it.
That's fine.
I think it's fine.
You might need a new mantra eventually.
Yeah, I don't think so. It makes me happy. Oh, you meant the other gay.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, stay angry, dude.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
that's what I meant.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense. I don't know. I'm dressed like Elton John, so I don't know what I mean anymore.
Yeah.
Who's that? Well, I'm never that guy, so I try, yeah. I tried fasting. I'm a faster now. I will fast more.
Yeah,
I like it. But other than that, that's the only thing I'm doing for my health. Meditating and fasting, those are my two things now.
That's good.
I'm basically spiritual.
Yeah. I like the idea of challenging yourself.
Yes.
A lot of people have been doing that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people on Rogan challenging themselves regularly.
For just all kinds of shit?
Yeah, just like, I'm just like going to give up this or going to believe in aliens or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I like these little fucking... you know, I do. I'm trying to get to the full splits, and you're making fun of me the other day, right? Because I'm doing the middle splits,
yeah,
right. And I've gotten insanely. I can like pretty much do it.
Yeah,
I'm almost there.
You guys got to understand. If you've never been sent a selfie of a dude doing splits, you know what I mean. And it's the mirror selfie, right? So he's also holding the phone. So there's something about a grown man who you've known for a long time, and you've known not to be able to do the splits.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, without context, he sends you a photo of him doing the splits with the phone out, looking at the phone, staring at the phone, you know, not staring, not being like, hey, look at this, check this out. He's staring at the phone like, this is a good angle.
It was a bit thirsty to send you that.
It was a hot thirst trap, dude. I felt something.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, you should see the other 20 people in the gym were looking at me like, I'm such an asshole. Yeah. Even doing my split routines, they're like, what the fuck, dude?
Wait,
can't you do this in your apartment?
You just do the splits and then leave?
Yeah. I come out, I warm up, I do the splits for 40 minutes, and then I go back upstairs. Yeah. And I could have fully done it in my apartment.
I gotta say, you look pretty good though.
I'm getting there.
You were pretty close to the ground.
I'm down to about a 5-inch block that I have to go sit on now.
Yeah,
when I get down to the bottom. But one day I'll move that and I'll be ready.
Yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's pretty awesome.
Why you'd want to be able to do that, I don't know. But I was like, can I?
I like
37-year-old man learn to do the splits. Answer is coming up. Yeah. Yes, I'm 2 months in, and I'm not even like as religious about it as you should be. But yeah, you can learn.
Do you remember, I don't know if you remember this, it was like on a Sober October on one of Rogan's podcasts, but okay. Bert Kreischer.
Oh, said he could do it?
I saw
the clip.
He's like, I could do the splits. And Rogan's like, no, you fucking can't. And he's like, yeah, I could do it. And he's like, there's no way you can do it.
Yeah.
And he's like, yep. He's like, mind over matter type, like, just fake it till you make it or whatever his thing was. And I'm like, it's a wild thing to.
Anyway, yeah, that's one of the weird ones because it wasn't even close.
Instantly disprovable.
Yeah.
Because you just be like, go.
And I think they did right after
that. Yeah, and clearly.
Yeah, I think I saw that clip. That's so stupid.
You clearly can't do the splits.
I'm all about talking a big game, but I want to have like one or two hurdles in front of me having to prove that game to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
You're like, a hard worker, though.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you work hard. Your golf game.
It is fun to have weird skills that you can drop on people that sound like bullshit.
That sounds like you.
Yeah. Well, now, because you know me. But people that don't know me, if once I get to the full splits, I can start talking shit, be like, I can do the splits.
You're just
I
like can, a guy who can do the splits.
Well, now I am, but not always.
Because you can do them.
Ever since Tom followed me, now I am.
Yeah, now you're just fucking randomly dropping randomly fucking slapping your cheeks on the fucking on the grocery store floor.
Well, you know, honestly, slap. Remember that first viral video Logan Paul put out with him doing the splits around the world?
I do.
Yeah, that was his first thing.
That's true.
And that the increase of dudes trying to learn to do the splits after that went through the roof.
That's right.
And it still is through the roof.
That is through the roof. Yeah.
Like all these split videos I'm watching.
I'm sure it's, if we had Green here, he'd pull up the trending tab of the doing the splits, guys doing splits. Him. You could probably find that.
Yeah. So if I learn to do the splits, I can be Logan Paul is what I decided.
He was just splits and like stone facing the camera.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was just splits and
drop.
That's very funny.
It's so funny.
Is it funny because he's doing like a feminine thing? Like you wouldn't expect a like a guy to just do the split. You know, that's like a male cheerleader skill.
I think that was.
Is that why it's funny?
I think it's funny because it's that. Because it seems like it's no effort for him.
Yeah,
because
obviously it's contract. You don't feel like a guy could be able to.
And he's doing it in all these beautiful places that make no sense to do that.
That's right.
Instead of looking at the Great Wall of China, he's looking at the camera just doing the splits.
Right.
That's like, there's so many layers of funny there.
I feel like there's a little bit of racism there. Do you remember when he did the splits and the guy was hanging in the forest?
No. What?
The guy was just hung himself in the forest?
I was like, did he drop for a split there? Because that would have been a good time.
Yeah.
That would have been a good time.
He was just, I'm pretty sure, you know, he knew it was there the whole time. That's,
yeah.
You know.
Funny.
That's why I wasn't reacting.
Mm-hmm. I did a not to change the subject off of someone hanging in the tree, but
I like to imagine that he didn't record that, and then he was like, "Fuck, that would have been so good if we just filmed it and then pretended to film it." But you can tell it was genuine. But I'd rather it wasn't.
Yes.
I think that's even funnier.
Yes,
because then he thought about it.
Yeah, that's way better.
Yeah. Anyways, that was a bad. I'm sorry.
I didn't know that.
I'm
was
so
a thing.
Sorry, dude.
No, it's good.
I apologize.
You're making me feel like I'm losing the plot. But
no,
I think
dude. I'm so sorry. If I had a fucking knife right now, I tell you, I swear to God, I'd cut like a major artery in my leg.
Just a chunk of flesh. That's
I'm
all.
So sorry.
Just a chunk of flesh. I did an arena show the other day for Magic.
Nice.
In an arena of people. It's fucking cool, man. I thought it was gonna suck.
Were you surrounded? You weren't surrounded.
No, we had to block up a seat behind, like a concert.
So how many people?
I don't know, 2,000. It's like the size of a big theater, right? But like it's a small town, so like we had to do it where they play hockey.
Yeah,
right. Because the theater in that town only has 500.
I see.
Right. So you have to go through all the rigmarole of like setting up for this arena show.
It's like an amphitheater vibe.
It feels like you went and watched a high school hockey game.
Oh, and you're on the ice?
Yeah, and they covered the ice and put up a stage. And
that's amazing. There's
700 people across the ice, then it goes up into the bleachers.
Whoa.
And and they had to bring in all the... It's crazy.
That is cool.
So it's like, I mean...
Do you have any pictures?
Yeah, I have tons.
Clap one in.
Yeah. You'll see it. It's fucking sick.
Okay, go. Damn, dude, that looks amazing. Holy shit, look at that, guys.
It's way cooler than you're imagining.
Yeah, clearly. You look at all the people that are there.
Yeah.
That's like, fucking crazy.
And they had the thing shoot up. Wow, look at them go. Yeah, I can't remember why I was bringing this up.
Just because you want to tell me you did a show in a...
I think I might have had a point, though.
Oh, I thought that was the whole point.
No, you know what? Fuck it. That was the whole point.
Well, I liked your story regardless. I thought
thanks,
it was still...
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really proud of it. It was
you
really
should
cool.
Be. That is cool.
And I didn't do the splits, but it was cool.
Oh, you should have.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Dude, that's the place.
No, we have an acrobat in the show, and she was going to do the splits, all right?
Oh, you do have an acrobat.
Yeah.
She actually does the splits.
She does many different splits.
Yeah, she's like... She can like... walk with just her ass cheeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Her legs
that.
In the air, and she's like,
Yeah.
100%. It helps that she's a paraplegic athlete.
just throws her legs on stage.
You
hear about that Oscar Pretorius getting out of prison now?
I didn't know what the fuck you just said.
Oscar Pretorius? Is that his name?
Is that a name?
Oscar Pretorius. The guy that shot his wife, the runner.
Oh, no, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, okay.
It sounded like a dinosaur for the first two times you said it.
That's his name, Oscar Pretorius. Bring that up, Green.
Yeah, dude, they saw one in the lake.
I could have swore it is.
Oscar Pretorius is a scientific name.
Yep.
It's actually an oscodon.
In this situation, it means a runner that has both his legs amputated.
Oh, damn, I didn't see him shoot his wife. Yeah, but I knew there was an athlete. I saw one of the Danny Dunk videos. He had like one of those... athletes.
This particular one shot his wife 10 years ago in South Africa, went to prison.
Oh, no, he was with his wife in this video.
That's when he murdered her. But he's out now. Or he's on parole.
Yeah, those guys run the shit out of the races. Because, like, they're paraplegic races. They're Paralympians.
Yeah.
And they don't all have the same messed up thing.
Below the knee, above the knee.
Yeah.
Big difference in your abilities.
Absolutely. You're wearing a peg leg.
Yeah.
Like a modern version of a peg leg.
Yeah.
Or you become an android.
Yeah.
And have these springs that project you forward.
Yeah.
You know, he's out there shattering records.
100%.
Good for him.
I think it's, yeah.
Good for him. Feel bad for the guy who just lost like both legs, but below the knee.
Mm.
He also lost both legs and possibly.
No, I wonder. I think below the knee might be better. Is that not better?
No, because I think
you don't have to make a knee now.
Yeah, but I think you're just wearing like the prosthetic,
right.
Hydraulic foot with a sneaker on it.
Yeah.
Versus these guys who are wearing, pull it up. They're wearing.
I never missed him so much.
Yeah, they're wearing half moons.
Right.
Shaped 3D printed legs.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty sick, but they run so fast.
Yeah, when you're running a race and you're sponsored by Boston Dynamics, you're going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to win the race.
Imagine being chased by a dude like that, dude. I'd be so scared.
I would just stop running.
I think my heart would stop.
I'd be like, you win. I'm sorry.
My heart would explode of terror.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That'd be frightening.
That sounds right.
And then just like a hand, but it's a gun.
Mm-hmm. You don't even like guns.
No, that's why it'd be scary.
Oh yeah, it's him, not you.
Yeah, the guy running after me, like Terminator.
Mm-hmm. That checks out.
It is pretty sick, though. It is cool to, you know, once you get past that, to have like a superpower in exchange.
Well, I think the next step is like, this is all.
Because arms still suck.
Well, I was going to say, everything about all these things we're talking about right now are great if you have an accident and you're like, I need a new leg or whatever. Yeah. Great, 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 great. When it gets better, at some point, would it get to a point where you're like, I have a perfectly good arm.
Yep.
Get me the other arm.
Right.
Right? Like, that's right. Where you see on fucking the Altered
upgrade.
Carbon and
they
all
want
that
the upgrade.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or whatever the space movies are,
that's
you know?
That's a good point.
So, like, when's that happening? Like,
when is that happening?
That'd be pretty aggressive move to be like, give me the robot arm. I don't know if I want that.
Yeah.
Like.
I do.
But what, I mean, it would have to work pretty good.
It'd be a pretty good thumbnail.
It'd be a good thumbnail. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
I wonder, like, for sure when those things come out, some guy's going to just, like, kill someone and be like, wasn't me.
Yeah, I got hacked.
Yeah. Or software malfunction.
Yeah, virus.
Yep.
Now we're talking.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just like, I can't stop these drugs. Just keeps putting things into his body. It's like, it's not me. I went to Washington, D.C.
to follow your favorite fighter around.
Yeah, Olivier Aubin-Mercier, who's now retired.
Can you say that again in English?
Oliver Aubin-Mercier.
Thank you.
Olivier, that's what they call him, Olivier. He, 2 years, PFL, Professional Fight League, is like this thing where these guys have to compete throughout a year and they can't lose. And the more they win, like they win like, I think it's 6 or 7 fights total or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. They get to the finals, so they have semifinals and whatever. It's a different format than the UFC.
Yeah.
And so
but
the end...
But it's always tournament style, which is dope.
Always tournament style.
You're not just challenging some go-to belt, dude.
Exactly, dude. Yeah. So it's like the quest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With JCVD.
Yep.
And then at the end, they fight for $1 million, which is insane amount of money.
Not to me, but to some people.
Yeah, not to a guy who does a split. It's looking like that.
But other people, yeah.
Yeah, dude, you better be you better be able to back it up.
You got it.
You better be able to tell them how much money you have in your account while you're doing the splits.
Holy shit.
Everybody wants to be a friend.
Not to get you sidetracked, but I Googled my net worth on the internet the other day.
What was it?
$39,000.
Jesus Christ.
And they are fucking accurate, dude.
Damn,
it's down from $69,000 a couple years ago.
They must be fans of the podcast.
They are literally watching me. They know my net worth at all times. Yeah. I don't know. They're not accurate to anybody else but me.
Yeah.
And it's such a small number. Why they even do mine is embarrassing.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
But I'll throw it in there. I screenshot it. You guys can check it out. Fucks me up, man. I don't have to check my bank account. I can check my net worth online, and it's right every time. What the fuck? What the actual fuck? Look up yours. Yours won't be right. Mine's spot on.
I'm going to give you $100 right now. Let's just refresh our phones. See what happens.
It will change.
They're watching us.
Well, 100% change.
That's hilarious.
Fuck. All right. Tell me how
it is hilarious.
Your fighter friend's richer than me now.
Yeah, he's richer than a lot of people. Winning, you know, he won, gave a speech after, he cried.
I went to the first time he won. That was last year, right?
Yeah, you went to that one.
Yeah.
And so, but dude, this venue was so sick. You'd walk in, okay, ground level.
Yeah.
These were our seats. We're like row three right around the cage.
Anyone cool there?
Yeah, Flav, obviously.
Yeah, nice.
I said hi to him this time.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, I was like, he was behind me. I was getting ready to order, chicken something, chicken and sala or whatever it's called. And I was like, just waiting in line. I take a take, and I'm like, oh damn, I think he's with his son. I turn out, and I literally just go, holy shit, Flav of Flav. Awesome. And he's like, what's up, man? I was like, hey, dude, have yourself a great night. Enjoy. He's like, thanks, man. And that was it.
I tell people that we said hi to him last time.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
We didn't say hi.
No, we didn't at all.
Well, I think we waved.
Yeah, I think he looked at us.
Yeah, while he was turned back to us. But
well, that's great. Cool.
Yeah, he said hi. Great. Who else was there? There's like a big YouTube guy or Instagram guy. I don't know who that was, but somebody pointed him out.
So you walk in ground level, third row.
Yeah, ground level, third row. Cage is there. There's like this whole walkway to get in, right? Like the WWE with the fucking big screen behind them that they walk in. But then, so there's ground level, but then there's two floors of mezzanine.
Oh, shit.
Super close.
That's the way.
Super close.
Why is it not like that at the UFC even?
Why is it? Yeah, dude, even for like comedy.
Be right on top of it.
It's fantastic because it is like a 270.
Oh, wow.
A little bit more, maybe 300
That's
degrees.
That's kind of like MSG when we were there.
Yeah.
Wow.
But just really like it felt closer and like more, which was really cool. I went to so we had this idea of, we thought it'd be a fun time if we just like went to the Holocaust Museum to learn some stuff, right? Fun, I went to the Smithsonian. I went to like all these different like things. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, let's go to the Holocaust Museum, right? Yeah. There's one here. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
but then in Washington, I called a guy to see if I can get weed, right? Because there's like, you have to go on a website.
Okay.
The guy, because they have a store. You show up at the store, no one's there.
Oh.
And you're like, what the fuck? And you call and they're like, yeah, just we'll deliver it. And some sketchy guy shows up literally. Is a whole thing.
They reinvented the old way?
Yeah, dude. It's exact. And I was like, there was a guy there. I was waiting with Shell and I was like, you know, we just want to get, you know, something for tonight, have the fight, have some fun, whatever. And we're sitting there waiting for this guy because he's like, I'll meet you. And I was like, I didn't even tell you where I was, right? And he's like, don't worry about it. Hangs up, chilling. And then this other guy who clearly smokes weed, right? All signs point to this guy is like smokes weed. Like he's a white guy with dreads, like type deal, right? And he kind of like does one of these.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, did I just get recognized?
Yeah.
Right? I'm thinking, oh, maybe he knows. Should I say hi? And then I'm kind of like, hey, what's up, man?
Were you with Preach?
No, I was with Shal, just another guy. And then he goes, hey, what's up? You're the and I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, cool. How much? And I was like, oh.
Fuck, I wish I was there.
Yo.
God damn it, that's the best.
And so
you're like 7 million?
Yeah. Dude. Yeah. And
10 million on YouTube.
And I'm like,
fuck.
Oh shit. I'm like, oh, you're waiting for the thing. And he's I'm like, yeah, so sorry, so am I. He's like,
what?
Oh,
fuck.
So he thought I was his dealer. I thought he was a fan. It was very funny. And then we both ended up waiting for the same guy.
Holy shit.
Because he also called and was there for that. So
did
that
you
was,
explain yourself? Or did you shrug it off as we're both waiting for a guy?
Somebody else recognized me while I was waiting.
Oh, thank God.
And so I don't know if he got that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's I made so sure funny. He saw that. I was like, hey.
Yeah,
I didn't just assume. This is a thing that happens.
Just open your phone and leave.
Yeah, I'm definitely
just googled your network.
Definitely not a narcissist. So after that,
so you got weed before the fight?
It was in the afternoon.
Okay,
and because we got there early, we got there in the morning, and I was like, all right, you know, let's lit one up, and then suddenly going to the Holocaust Museum didn't feel like the best choice. I started feeling insanely guilty.
Yeah.
Because I was super high. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to, I don't know if I want to do this. It seemed like a terrible idea going in high. So I went to the Spy Museum instead, which is a way better choice if you're baked.
They got cooler gadgets.
Yeah.
Unless you're into like, because they don't even bring out like how they killed the Jews.
They both have gadgets. I'll tell you that.
They show them? Okay.
But
either one then.
Yeah. But I was like, there's no way I can, because I'm gonna either have a panic attack in there.
Yeah.
Or start laughing inappropriately.
Yeah.
Which I don't want. Right? I don't want that. I'm just going to be high. It'll be uncontrollable. I'll look at my friend. He'll look back at me. I'll be like, oh, fuck. And I'll just start laughing.
You're like 420.69.
Yeah, Jesus
anybody?
Christ.
Running that joke on everybody over there?
Yeah. And so I went to the Spy Museum. And the fun thing about like the Spy Museum is that like I was thinking, I was like, oh, I'm going to feel like a spy the entire time.
Why?
Because I smoke weed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I was like, no one will know. And I was like, they won't know. I can pretend. And I was like, this is like the same type of thing. This is what a spy would feel like.
Yeah.
And it's not it at all. Yeah, you get there and you're very awkward and just shaky and like cotton-mouthed. And I get there and the lady goes, there's no room. It's 2-hour wait. So we're like, fuck. She's like, but you can go to the gift shop. So we just ended up buying $100 worth of things at the gift shop super high, not seeing the Spy Museum at all. And I was just, so I just got high, went to the Spy Museum gift shop.
Sorry, my brain is having trouble with this.
Yeah, and I had a great time. It was a great time. So that was my
I was going to say, what's the cool shit in the Spy Museum? You don't know.
No, I have no idea.
What's to open the gift shop?
There was an Aston Martin in the entrance.
Whoa.
That people were like having lunch around.
Because I want to know what all the gizmos. I want to know, were there pen cameras back in the
day? Oh, dude, I can show you gizmos.
What did they, like, what'd you buy?
I can show you.
Did you get a little, like, button that takes photos or something? Or, like... I don't even know. What do they do?
Yeah, I don't even have it on me now.
See? God. This is what I'm talking about.
I bought this hat.
I see that.
Yeah.
Everyone sees that.
You can read it.
International.
Hold on, they're still reading.
Spy Museum. What'd you get? Tell us about it.
I just got a little notebook. I got like disguise glasses, you know, with the fake nose.
Oh, yeah, I saw the photo of that. That's pretty good.
I got...
That actually worked.
I got a little camera.
One of those little pull-out...
No, it just goes like a flash. It makes a sound, but it's not a camera. But it's funny.
Oh, just as a gag?
Yeah.
That's really funny. Oh, dude, I got to see that. Don't step on my cords. That's funny. All right. They have a spy store in Vancouver I used to go to all the time. Turns out it's good stuff for spying on your spouse if you think they're cheating on you, or hiding drugs. That was it. There was no good magic paraphernalia.
Oh, yeah. I got one of those. A Dr. Pepper can.
Yeah, I got a couple of those. They're great.
Yeah, exactly. I thought they were going to stop that at TSA. They didn't, but I thought for sure.
What'd you put in it?
Nothing.
Oh, you put drugs in it. Then they'll stop it.
Oh, I see. Because I thought they were going to be like, what's this metal canned object? Like, you know.
If you put something in it, they'd be like, we want to look inside.
So it's...
That's satisfying.
It's so funny.
Holy shit, that's funny.
So, dude, I spent most of the afternoon walking by people and just going,
holy,
going
fuck.
Like this. And then we were getting a pretty good laugh
that's
at it.
So funny.
And then one time, there was like a family.
Well, you're in DC, right?
Yeah, DC. And one time there's a family, and I just do it, and afterwards realize. I just look like I just took a bunch of pictures of their kids.
Yeah,
I was just like. I look like so insane.
Oh my god.
And then immediately go like this and I walk away. As I walk away.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
That's a worthwhile purchase.
Yeah. I just kind of make an audible sound after I go like that and I just walk away.
I kind of wish that. I wish something came out and someone saw you doing that and you were getting canceled for that.
Oh, it's so funny.
The explanation of that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, that's one I think you can get back from.
I don't think I could have got canceled for that.
Taking pictures of kids with the camera?
They weren't naked.
Mm, good point.
Right?
Is it an X-ray camera?
There are photographers out there that do photography.
Right. Child pornography. Photography. You're right.
Yeah. Would it have made less creepy if I was like this? Excuse me? Could you look towards me?
Pouty face?
Is that less creepy?
No, you're right. Okay. Well, yeah.
So there you go.
There's got to be a rule, though. That's great. Yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed the gift shop at a museum.
Yeah, dude. It was the best time.
That's great.
And all thanks to drugs.
Yeah.
But then we went to
Then you went to the fight?
Then we went to the fight. We had dinner. Terrible restaurant.
No.
Oh, shit, dude. And we paid so much. Mike picked up the bill. Fucking our buddy Mike.
Why did you hit up Legal Eagle? He'll tell you where to eat.
That's true. But we were on this thing. It was like this Spanish restaurant. And, dude, everything we ordered sucked.
Oh.
Everything sucked. And it was like the bowl was the bowl that, like, they ordered something that's like, you have to try this experience was like the tag under it, right? And it was like pork something. I don't know. So I was like, I'll get that. I'll start with that, and I'll get some calamari.
Yeah.
And then they come over, and they're like, oh, sir. And they give me this bowl shaped like a starfish. It's a bowl shaped like a starfish. It looks like something you would put, I don't know, M&Ms in at a kid's birthday party.
Sure.
So I'm like, okay. And then they come out with this tray and what looks like a cake, like a brown cake,
okay.
Tall, two-layered.
Excited already.
With like a pink thing around it. But it's apparently it's all pork. And then this guy takes a like a Bunsen burner, starts heating up an ice cream spoon.
Yeah.
And it just goes brah, in this thing and then like puts it in my starfish bowl. And I didn't even know this was happening. I was like, I don't think this is for, I didn't know what I ordered, but I know I wouldn't have ordered this. Right. And everybody's looking and they're making a big deal about it. And I'm like, what the hell is this?
This is a happy pork cake.
Yeah. No one's gotten their appies yet.
To you.
No one.
Happy pork cake, dear Chris.
And I'm like, oh, thank you very much. You know, snapped a little photo of it for the gram. And then,
what the fuck?
And then I try it, and it just tastes like sausages without the outside of it. I think that's what it was.
Delicious.
But the first bite tastes like propane, like hard, like Bunsen burner fuel. Bunsen. Oh yeah, I was like, ugh. And then my calamari was burnt, and that was it. Everybody ate like shit. Nobody liked it there.
Well, thanks, Mike Ward, for picking that up. Bill, fuck Jesus Christ.
And it was expensive. It was like what I ordered, calamari and that thing, over $100.
Fuck right off and die.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I'm thinking of going back and burning down the place. I'm not even...
When you spend money somewhere and it's great, you're like, fuck yeah. Like, I won't do that again, but awesome.
Yeah.
But when you have that, you're like, I feel like I just got ass raped.
Yeah, and everybody. Everybody hated what
cocktails?
They ate.
Any good cocktails there?
No, watered down. I asked for old fashioned mezcal. They watered that shit down. Even my buddy, I was like, it's my favorite drink. You got to try one of these. I was like, two of these, brings it, giant ice cube inside, but it's been clearly sitting on the counter for 20 minutes because it took forever. And it just tastes like watered down drink. And I was like, nah.
Sucks.
Not great. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I missed it. But the fight was good.
Fights were good. They actually all went to decision, so it was a long night. It was like done at like 1:30.
Was there any big Croatian dudes there this time?
No.
That was sick last
No Croatian
night.
Fighters.
Fuck.
There was the Swedish Denzel.
Yeah, pouty lip.
Tall black guy, remember? He's huge.
I don't remember this guy.
Yeah, he's like this, like 6'8 or whatever. He's, yeah.
I don't see color, so yeah. Just, 6'8.
He lost, though. But yeah, after that, just peace out. But I did the next day. We went to see the Washington Monument. I got to see the White House.
Yep.
I went to see Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah, I like the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah,
I genuinely like it because it's so many scenes from it, so many movies.
Yeah,
you film that's there? True. Like the White House. I don't know, for some reason it doesn't hit me the same way. But the Lincoln Memorial, I'm like, this is fucking weird.
It is weird.
This is here.
Yeah,
I'm like. And I don't know, just like I can picture 1,000 different conversations taking place here from all these
handing
movies.
Off envelopes and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
even the park benches that are around there.
Even in Wedding Crashers, they sit on the fucking steps there.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, this is sick.
Yeah. And Rocky ran up those steps?
The world's loudest clap was set there.
There you go.
They did it across the water part.
Nice.
All the way to the end, registered. I just got facts for you. Don't worry about it.
So do I, dude.
I got facts.
They filmed. The Incredibles there.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about giant statues.
Mm-hmm.
People really love them.
Yeah.
I was there and I was like, the smiles people had on their faces in the pictures were disproportionately big.
Yeah.
And I was like, why do people love these statues so much? But there's something about that. We love just idolizing giant stones.
I got a theory too about DC in general. Because they have a lot of these monuments.
They have a lot of theories.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They steal a lot, obviously. Like,
yeah.
Greece came up with that whole
like Parthenon, whatever it's called,
the Acropolis type buildings.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, the Parthenon is an Acropolis.
Yep. So I was halfway there.
Yeah. These Acropoli.
Yeah.
Acropolopolis.
Yep.
And then the Romans took it.
Yeah.
The columns too.
Yep.
And then we took from the Romans, but we also took from the Egyptians. They had the obelisk, the giant Washington Monument.
Mm-hmm.
And in French, it's called the obelisk, which is, oh, it's also an obelisk in English, but it's just, it has a different word. They're like, yeah, the.
Oh. Can you go up that thing?
You can. I didn't know this.
I didn't do it.
So we had an Uber driver, and I was just asking him questions because this guy works here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's that? Every building's a building.
Yeah.
Every building is a thing.
Yeah. He's like, this is where the Supreme Court is. This is where yeah.
You know, they're like, all yeah. individual, like, megalithic buildings. Yeah. And it's like, oh, that's Red Cross, Department of Agriculture,
NSA, CIA, yeah.
boop, boop, boop,
like
boop.
FBI. You're like, that's the FBI building? He's yeah. like, yeah. You're like, what?
Yeah. All these, just one after another, everything's very official. And I was like, this, you should just do this. You should just like get a convertible in the summer and do that. And he's like, oh yeah, my cousin does that. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, you tell, talking to Devin from the Legal Eagle guy on YouTube there, he was like, yeah, because he's a lawyer and a YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you tell people you do? He's like, in DC?
Tell me a YouTuber.
Yeah, he's DC. I tell, if I don't want to talk to them, I tell them I'm a lawyer.
Yeah.
Because everyone's a fucking lawyer.
That's right.
He's like, it's the most boring job you can say in DC.
Our taxi driver, he's like, my wife is like, works for the secretary at the Pentagon. And like, yeah, everybody like, works.
It's like in LA, everyone's in a, the Uber driver's right. has, he's literally stars in a yeah. Netflix show.
Or it's like around here, everyone shits their pants.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It gets lost in the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's so funny. Do you think most Americans know what DC, part of Washington, DC stands for?
I would think so if I know it.
I know, but it's like, what? It's I don't think they like it. So I think they shortened right. it to DC on purpose because they yeah. don't like the way it sounds.
Well, it doesn't sound like America.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's like the most American place.
Sounds like the least American part of America.
Exactly. So I yeah. think they shortened it because they're like, I don't like that full version.
Yeah. Also, fun fact, the architect that did everything, his last name was L'Enfant, which in French means
the bitch,
the kid.
Oh, Lafong. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow.
So he was French, first of all, which is so funny that the most American place in the world is built by a French guy.
Love it.
That's so funny.
I love it. Lots of exits to retreat.
And his
to.
Last name's Kid. That makes sense.
That's super funny.
That makes sense.
So let's put giant statues in.
They're like, we're only hiring kids. Then they turn to this guy and like, puh, dude, serendipity. He just love fell on her lap.
Love it.
Literally, without his clothes on.
That's great.
Yeah, on an island.
Mm-hmm.
With some cocoa butter.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay. I lost you in the end. Sorry, buddy. That's my bad.
It's all right, man.
I got to keep up. I started thinking about other dick kid jokes, and then you went on your
other dick
there.
Kid jokes?
Yeah, I didn't mean to say dick there.
Passed it back to you.
Yeah. Hear it. Haven't had a lot to eat
not
today. Still fasting.
Yeah, I'm not even touching this beer yet, dude. I'm so happy fasting. To see you.
Yeah, good.
I'm so happy to see you, man. I've missed you more than
recently.
I ever have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you asked to be friends again the other day.
I did.
That was nice of you.
Yeah.
It's good to check in with your buddies because I, especially me, I've been, this whole year, I've been letting myself just get carried away.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you bringing me back down and be like, hey, man, you're kind of just in and out, not really friending it up.
No, it wasn't a poke at you. I was also
I took it.
It was a self-reflective.
Oh, well, I wish I felt that way when you.
Oh, well, I'm glad you took it the other way.
Yeah, it was more effective.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good, and it's all your fault.
I'm happy you didn't kill yourself. Fuck you. After I said that, Jesus Christ.
I live on the 19th floor. You got to be very careful what you say.
Yeah.
Because at any moment, I'm a sliding door away from victory.
Yeah. From eternal freedom. From
full freedom.
From full release.
Yep.
To all your problems.
Exactly. Yeah. What do you
Must
think?
Be nice.
What do you think the highest window suicides is? Like on purpose, not like I got to get out of this building because
guy who jumped off the Eiffel Tower.
You think that's the highest one?
He jumped out.
No, and he was trying to. No, he's that's accidental parachute. Death.
That's accidental.
I'm like the highest guy.
If you
like,
watch him lunge, it doesn't feel accidental.
It doesn't at all. It feels for sure. He's trying to pogo it into the ground.
Yeah.
I wonder what the highest is, because you got to think like
that guy in Toronto.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
That's pretty high, but Twin Towers.
No, but again. That's
not an accident.
You didn't go to work that day saying I'm going to end it.
But you did jump out the window saying I'm going
to
end
it. Can you imagine the guy that went to work depressed is like, I'm killing myself tonight.
Oh yeah,
and
worked
then
out
the
for
towers
him,
got hit, and he's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or the guy who's like gonna shoot everybody up. He's had the worst. He just terrorized at work. They all laugh at him constantly. He's like, I'm gonna fucking found a way to bring in some weapons, and like today's the day. His plans were foiled.
Yeah,
absolutely foiled. Poor guy. My heart goes out.
There had to be a conversation too, where like a guy sitting there getting fired by his boss.
Yeah,
but his boss is back to the window.
Yeah,
and he's like. Right,
Jesus Christ!
You know,
oh my God! There's so many scenarios in that building.
Oh, so many crazy things.
That is wild.
Yeah, it's 25 years ago.
22
years ago.
A lot of what's really insane about it is like the generation younger than us, just like a little.
They don't even know
Gen Z or whatever it is. Yeah. They are. They were all babies when it happened. Like
some
a lot
not
of
even more, some are not even born.
No, but like the one right under us, like the Gen Zs, they were like babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even the university students I performed
for. Like people were like 27, 26, 27. They're like.
But a 20-year-old's still Gen Z.
Yeah.
You have to be 13 or under to be alpha.
Right.
So like Gen Z goes all the way down.
Even like 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
You're like, you were 9 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If you were 30.
No. 8. Yeah. Whoa. What? Yeah. Shit. Dang.
You were 7. Sorry. Seven years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought we were 2021. We could have been. If I would have just stuck with it, we might have turned into it.
Yeah.
You ever get that feeling?
Stuck with what?
That if you just like...
Stuck with the 9/11?
No, if you just like focus hard enough, you can be anywhere in time?
No.
No?
Is that a thing?
I read somewhere that it was a thing.
I mean, I watched your remote...
And by read, I mean made it up.
Okay,
but
then yes, I
there was no, there was a story of a guy who went to bed. He... had a theory that you could time travel.
This guy that is he like decked out his room all in like 1908 or whatever,
like 1800
or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, and dressed up that way, and everybody who interacted with the room had to be dressed up that way.
And then one day he walked out of the room,
and he was for months just like going to bed, just convinced that it was this date. And then one day woke up, and he was, and we just never.
I think he just put himself into a psychosis.
And then he wrote a whole thing in that year.
I fucking. Who knows, man? At this point, I don't fucking know.
I'd rather believe that.
I would wait, but who has the money to lock themselves in a room for 2 months and make everyone that comes and talks to you?
It was a billionaire.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure, that's what billionaires did back then. You couldn't go to space.
Well, you remember when we went to fucking Howard Hughes' fucking hangar for Google, the Google meeting we did?
Oh, yeah.
That was the hangar for the Spruce Goose.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking giant wooden plane Howard Hughes has.
Yeah.
We went to the Google offices.
Is that
which
Aviator?
Our mass. Yeah. Dude, you know how big a plane needs to be that Google fits their entire offices inside the hangar?
Yeah.
That's what billionaires did before space was an option.
What else?
That and Epstein's Island, which ran for
long time. Yeah, they still fuck kids.
Epstein bought that off some old fucking billionaire. You
That's
know?
The one thing that hasn't changed in billionaires, I think, throughout time.
Yeah.
It's like they're still out there smashing kids.
Yeah. To the point where I'm like, is it either like, just be, how do you say that? Is it, which chicken or egg? Which making them billionaire? Are they billionaires and then they're like, as soon as they're billionaire, they're like, I want to fuck kids? Or are people that want to fuck kids more inclined to become billionaires?
I think it might be a little of both.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people. Some people they are born that way,
and whatever soup,
and they whatever that fucking extra thing is in their head that made them a billionaire, makes them
a little weird,
like weird shit.
Yeah,
but also there's like people who want to be in the billionaires club that are just hanging out, that are like, right, "What are you guys doing tonight?" And they're like getting pizza. You know what I mean? Right. And then they're like, "Oh, I love pizza." They're like, "We also love pizza." And he's like, "Cool. What kind of pizza we having, Wes? What kind of pizza we having?"
Hawaiian boy.
And then they're just into kids by proximity.
Okay, but you have this. I've had this where you're at a party or something with people you like.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden they're like, "Here, try some of these drugs."
Yeah,
and you don't do drugs. You've never done drugs. You don't even want to do drugs.
Oh my god!
You're like, everyone's around. Maybe I should try these drugs.
That's right.
Just pure pressure.
Yeah.
Has that happened?
And then once the drugs kick in, they're like, "Here are the kids."
No, I was going to say, maybe they did that with the kids.
That's how they get them.
Not even the drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Just, "Here are the kids."
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I think so. I think, obviously, I think if you get to that point where you've befriended these people.
Yeah.
And you're like in that inner circle.
Yeah.
You would have had to like whistle at a kid or something that to send them a signal, right? Yeah. They're not going to blindly invite you into their inner circle pizza parties.
No.
You got to be like, "Look at this one. I'm all right." Like, you know, catcall a child or something. And then they're like, "Oh, he's one of us." Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not dumb. They're not going to invite just anybody who can go and rat, right? They have to, like, you got to throw signals out there.
Okay.
So there's probably this whole game they play, right?
What do you think is easier?
This is a fucked up conversation.
What do you think is easier?
All right.
Cool. Sleeping with Jennifer Lawrence, getting invited to one of these infiltrated billionaire parties where they're having sex with kids.
Right.
Meeting an alien, getting on the Rogan podcast. What's the hardest one?
Ooh. Poo. Okay, let me break this down. First of all, meeting an alien.
Yeah.
We don't know when that's going to happen and how it's going to happen, right? So that could be any time.
Could be.
So it doesn't necessarily make it difficult.
Pretty hard to do if you had to sell it tonight and go do it.
You just got
to
be at the right place at the right time.
I think for all of these.
Nope. There's an extra layer with some of these.
Okay.
Jennifer Lawrence, you not only have to be at the right place at the right time, you have to make her want to leave her husband and child.
Yeah. That's a given. She meets me?
Yeah.
If she meets me.
No, I'm talking me.
Oh, yeah, with you. That's tricky.
Yeah.
That's tricky.
And so, you know, there's all that layers of like wooing and getting past. And like befriending, and then like, you know, it's such a long play. Rogan, I feel like,
you take up a couple extra sports.
I feel like if he keeps doing podcasts for like 100 years, he just so many podcasts that I'll eventually.
It's like Penn and Teller Fool Us, where they eventually get to all the magicians.
I'll just be exactly.
Yeah.
I'll be like, here's a guy that likes these two things. I don't know.
That makes sense.
But
you don't think you could meet a billionaire or two and find your way into
it? And then that one, I think, is probably the easiest.
For all that, that's easy.
I think it's the easiest.
Probably.
That one's probably the easiest, actually. Because you could just probably, like I don't know. You probably, like, send him a gift or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And be like, send him, like, a pair of kids' shoes or something. And they'll be like, "Oh, shit." And that, to them, that's like chocolate.
That makes sense.
That's like sending them a nice Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah.
You know, when they're like, "Ooh.
Yeah, fancy.
A little pair of J's."
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They love that.
Perfect.
And then after that, I think you start getting invited. Then you go actually have pizza, and then the pizza turns into other things. You start making sexual innuendo jokes about pizza, and they're like, "Oh, he gets it."
Yeah. All right. Come to the speakeasy.
That's how, yeah.
What, do you have a Bob talk?
Dude, I have so many.
Oh, wow. Are people called finally?
People called in.
Yeah! Ba-da-bump.
Clap it.
Here we go. If you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open.
Call 844-BOB-TALK.
Whether you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open. Call 844-BOB-TALK.
Here we go. I got to go to the site. We've had a few. I'll see if you can recognize them, because I think they're all just people that have all called in. By the way, quick little, let's do a quick little side note. You guys need to call Bob Talk more often. We put the number, we pay a lot of money for, but it costs me more to run Bob Talk than we make on this podcast. No. Tell me I'm wrong.
I thought it was only $300 it cost.
No, it was like 800.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, it's more.
Yeah. So we got to get our money's worth. You guys got to call in and just tell us about a story or tell us about this weird fear you have or tell us about a sexual encounter. You can keep it anonymous.
Yeah. Time you shit your pants. Don't say your name.
That's just right. Like the most whatever. Embarrassing story.
Whatever.
We love Bob Talk, and we're going to include it every single podcast from now on in as long as people call in. So if you got a story, we're not getting that many calls, so there's a big chance that we're going to read yours or play yours on air. So here we go. We got a few. I'm not going to tell you where they're from.
Yeah, keep it more anonymous.
Yeah, because I might give it away.
Love it.
Hello, my friend from Bob Talk, bottom of barrel.
That's Eric LeClaire.
My name is Carl. And I just want to say that we need more Alex Boyer on your Bob Talk on the podcast. We need more Alex Boyer.
Why is
okay,
his?
Okay, merci la visite.
Why is his French Canadian accent so bad?
That's a good question.
You think it would be spot on?
Yeah, that's very bad.
I thought he was doing East Indian or something at the beginning.
Yeah, I thought he was doing Indian accent the whole time. Actually,
is this South Asian stuff? What is this?
Yeah,
and then it turned into.
And I like how he's like, my name is Carl, like as if I don't know. He thought he got us. We should act when we see him next time. We should just act like.
Haven't played that one yet.
No, like he got us. Like, dude, there was this guy from Ottawa who called in.
Wanted Alex.
And just gaslight him. Yeah, they're like saying Alex.
We're, sold.
Yeah?
100%.
We just gaslight the shit out of him.
Fuck yes.
That'll be next episode or in 2 weeks, by the way. Yeah. I think he's coming down.
After this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I think he'll come down the next.
Yeah, like next for that. People listening now.
Yeah,
joining next week.
No, I don't know.
Oh, really not. Oh
no, I think we're gonna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
never mind, then.
I think he's gonna do another one.
Fuck. I'll shut up.
All right, it's all good. It's all good. We'll just cut all that. We'll cut all that. I trust that this will all be cut. I'll say it really. I'll say it like this, just to see if it all gets cut.
Why are you saying like that?
Well, let's see. Because if I don't clap it, he'll have to find it.
Oh,
I'm hiding it. Actually, don't cut it.
Don't cut it.
If you were going to cut it, don't cut it. Actually, cut it.
No one's
going
to cut it.
Wait, don't cut it. Don't cut it, Artie.
You should cut it.
Don't cut it.
Cut it out.
Keep it all in.
Play the Bob Talks.
Keep it in. Keep it in like you were a Mormon.
Are you doing something dirty?
Just don't move.
Artie, are you doing
don't
something
thrust.
Naughty?
Do not thrust.
Artie,
let it
are
soak.
Are you doing something you don't want anyone to see?
Let it soak. Do not move.
Mm-hmm.
Don't scratch your leg.
Yeah. Have your buddy shake the bed.
Don't do it.
Have the buddy shake the bed. Earthquake right. Test.
Here we go.
Hey, gents. It's Squirrel. I'm in the kitchen cooking up a storm. It's American Thanksgiving Day, and I know this won't come out until after, but I wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to all my fellow bobbers.
Fuck
so,
yeah.
Yeah, have a drink out of the glasses I made you guys.
I'll take that suggestion.
How about don't fucking tell me what to do?
How about tell me to do that anytime you want?
Thanks, Squirrel. Appreciate it. I did want a good drink though.
Oh, I got it.
Amazing. Squirrel, man. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there who celebrates Thanksgiving.
And it's prime time right now to also say, put that Christmas music on because it's December, baby.
It is December.
So either way, happy.
This isn't like a backlogged podcast. This is like a week after Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yeah, no, this is fresh, but I'm just saying like, you guys' fucking Thanksgivings are too close together.
Yep.
You got to go see your family at Thanksgiving and 4 weeks later go there for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's fucking madness.
Yeah.
Do Thanksgiving we do. It was a month and
October.
A half ago. It's amazing.
Yeah.
5 weeks
ago. We're grateful way earlier. All right. We'll do which one?
Anything. I don't want to sound, that sounds too alcoholic of me. I would like your finest Japanese whiskey, please. Can I get the Hibiki?
He's like, I'll have anything. Anything.
Give me the fucking hand sanitizer.
Yeah, yeah.
Give a shit.
Drink it and spit it in my mouth. I don't even care.
Fuck, I sound
so eager.
So eager.
Give me your glass. I'll pour you first.
Thanks, bro. Perfect.
Well, he said have a drink, not take a shot.
I know. I'm not slamming this, man. I couldn't. I'm not irresponsible.
Yeah.
These are
He's not one of those that shouts the C word.
Yeah, what a fucking cunt.
The people who shout the C word need to calm down.
Cheers, buddy. Good to see you. Nice.
Good cool. to see you, too. Cheers.
Getting to the bottom of it. Thanks, girl.
Hibiki Suntory Whiskey, Japanese Harmony. Really good.
We are sponsored.
Really good. All right.
I'm a Japanese man.
Hey, guys. love the show, love what y'all do. You know, just heard the podcast about y'all, you know, talking about Jesus and stuff. You know, back then there were actually, you know, other groups that did like dark magic, and they said, hey, we can do this stuff too. We can make water come out of the stones and turn water from wine. They did these things too, and Jesus said, yeah, y'all can do that too, but y'all don't have the power from God, my Father, this and that, you know. Love you guys. COVID, take a shot.
So that's Eric Leclerc.
You know, Jesus, I think, you know, just more of a, just spread love and selflessness. You know, just love you guys, spread love, and have a good one.
I'll tell you, man.
can I say something?
Please.
I love the idea of Jesus being like, hey man, y'all don't have y'all don't have love like my dad, yo. That was the best Jesus impression I ever heard.
Well, it is funny because like right when he's like, oh, he's just there to spread love. I'm like, I get it actually. I'm actually almost convinced of Jesus now because I can. If you ever seen the Old Testament,
yeah,
I can see God one day being like, damn, that's pretty dark.
Yeah,
he's like, hey, son, get down there and clear this up.
Yeah,
a
this
bit.
Was Jesus.
Yeah, I think maybe.
Yeah, Jesus just called us.
He just called in.
He's just like, spread love. We appreciate that guy.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I dig that.
But
take.
He did say the C word. God damn it. Just taking our sip.
That's all I'm doing. I can't. If you say it, you got to take a drink. Not all of us, you sons of bitches. Can't just call in with it.
I think he's been drinking for days before he made that phone call.
The guy that gave me the sign.
It sounded like he was in a basement somewhere, surrounded by empty bottles, and was like, this is my last call. This might be
it. If you're in a basement, please jump out the window. You're fine.
It's a good.
If you're suicidal, go to the basement.
That was a good one, man. Holy fuck, that was good.
But yeah, the guy that gave me the sign on the tour, right, when he held that up, that was a smart way to drop the C word because he held up a sign and made me say it. That's the trick. Make the guy say it.
Right.
He tricked me into saying it.
Well, like I said,
I don't know, I'm just
he
saying.
Called us from a bar.
That's true.
We're not going to bitch out, though.
Hell no. What do we got here?
Something that won't open.
I can open it, man. Is it booze? I can open it. You'd be surprised how fast I'll open this.
Yeah, dude. Tape this thing to fucking Excalibur and watch him pull that shit out of stone.
Instantly.
Yeah, go for it.
No problem. No, it's stripped. It's stripped.
Holy shit, dude. Cheers to you, Texas Jesus.
Woo! You have a good yeehaw? I got a fucking good yeehaw in me. It used to be my
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that. I don't know what that is.
Very lemony. This was Tequila Codigo. Not sure where I got it. Rosa Blanco. Hecho in Amatitan, Jalisco, Mexico. So straight from Mexico. 100% agave. This might be like
a legit drink. We probably should have been slamming.
Yeah.
Nice.
Would have been a good one to mix in or something. But thank you for shouting that word out. Do we got one more?
Sure.
Or do we save these?
Let's save them.
I'll get one more.
Okay, because I'm like,
maybe it's one of those where I just have to like refresh it.
So I can hit this shot.
Hey guys, I was just listening to the latest podcast. You guys are asking for calls in, so I figured I'd send you guys a message. So I'm turning 30 in 4 days,
the
30th. I'm wondering if you guys have any suggestions on something that I should definitely do in my 30th year on the planet. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
He said, fuck, 30 on the 30th in 4 days. So he called in today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so
it's up later.
When this will come out, he'll be 30.
But it's happening now.
Yeah.
So fucking happy birthday, man.
Didn't you say his name? So happy birthday to anyone born on that day.
But
this one's for you.
I like this asking for advice about shit because it's interesting.
Yeah.
And I remember turning 30.
Yeah. Hang yourself. No. Go ahead.
No, that was what I was.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You said it? Oh, God, dude.
Nah, 30 was so. No. Certain numbers hit people differently. I know 40 always hits people. I've not tried that yet. 30 didn't bother me.
30 didn't bother me either.
27 hit me weird. I don't know why. But 30 didn't really bother me. But like, I would say that since if you want to. What do they say? Like, 20s for fucking around, 30s are figuring out what you want to do, 40s is for making money, right? Like, that's literally what the
Andrew Tate?
Are. I think it's, no, I say Dr. Andrew Tate, maybe? I don't know. I read one.
He's a doctor.
Yeah, okay, well, then maybe, yeah.
He's a top G.
No, I don't even know where I heard that, but I kind of like that breaking it down. So, like, if you're having any feelings about, oh, I didn't, maybe you're like, I wanted to travel to fucking Australia and I never did in my 20s. Instead of being, I'm getting too old for that shit now. Because I know 30 felt old to me.
Yeah.
Because you're not 20 anymore. But like, of course, we all know it's so young. I'm like, if there's a trip weighing on your mind, of course, yeah, this is me speaking, this is how I think about everything. If there's a trip weighing on your mind, use this 30th birthday fucking whatever. Use that as the excuse. You have so much time. You could lose $100,000 tomorrow and still be okay. That you have time on your side.
Okay.
Financial genius messaging.
This is also sounding a lot like therapy.
Is that good though, right? you just told him to kill himself.
You're doing so good.
I was
good.
Trying to give him other ideas.
Yeah, but I meant it.
You go.
Yeah, but I meant
you
it.
You go.
You didn't mean it.
All right.
I meant it at least.
Bring it up. Show the... Okay.
No, that's good. That's good advice.
Of course, it's too serious. You're right. I got too serious there. I'm so excited for him.
No, I know. You're happy for him. I'm happy for him. We're
if
all happy
for
him.
If you're not in a serious relationship, though, Chris is right. Jump.
Yeah.
Go to the basement. Jump out the window.
This guy, to me, feels like doesn't sound like a guy who's got problems.
No, he sounds great.
Your voice, there was a like inflection in your voice that I heard that was joyful.
Yeah, he was calling us from his dad's yacht.
There was a, yeah. I heard seagulls in the back.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going skiing next weekend in the Alps.
That's right. There was a bit of that. Yeah. But he is calling from Ohio, so.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Must've been hanging with Chappelle.
That's right.
That's what we're going to think now.
But you sound like you're doing all right. And if you got the scaries, I literally think this only because I'm approaching it, but I think 40 is the new 30 and 50 is the new 40.
It truly is.
You know, when you look back in time at old people, you're like, damn, they're so old. They were 37 on those photos.
Yeah.
They just looked old, dude. But because nowadays, totally. Like we're different, you know? So 30's young. It's the new 20. You got you got everything ahead of you. I only started popping off when I was like 32.
Right.
32, 33, 32. Did it really start working out for me?
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't feel at that point that, oh man, my life is over. What do I do with my life? Like, I was inspired to start something at that.
I still feel like you peaked early because there's a long life still ahead of you.
That's right. I should have peaked later.
It feels weird. That's why I'm very happy with my trajectory. Oh my God.
Yeah. You think you didn't peak yet?
Oh, buddy. Not even close. You kidding me?
What? Is it worse to think you haven't peaked and peaked?
No, I don't think so. Delusions are good, man.
They are good.
Keep it up.
Look at Alex.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you ever watch the movie Shallow Hal? The lesson there is don't correct me.
That's right.
Let me feel how I feel. So yeah, I'm peaking.
Ignorance is bliss.
I'm peaking in 8 years, man. 8 years, my peak. Yep. I can feel it halfway.
In 8 years, your peak?
Yeah.
The mid-40s?
45, dead halfway of my life. I'm dying at 90. So that's going to be perfect. You wait and see. In 8 years, I can't even wait to not invite you on my private planes. And this is when private planes aren't even popular anymore. Everyone's doing space shuttles.
Right.
And I'm like private plane level.
Discount.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I don't want to get too famous.
No. I don't want you to get too famous.
Dude.
Forget about me, dude.
Dude, I swear to God, Tom Green follows me, okay?
I heard about that.
I literally go into my contacts, I delete two friends. Instantly.
He's definitely worthy of two friend deletion.
Instantly. That's what's happening. He's going to come on the pod.
I power move.
What do you do?
I unfollow him.
That makes that's a good
immediate unfollow.
That's a good move.
Block.
Yeah.
Or restrict.
Mm-hmm.
Restrict so that he can see my content, but he can't interact with it.
I like that.
That's what I do.
That's the ultimate.
Straight up restrict. Request a DM. I can see it. He can't see that I saw it. That's where I want to be.
Nice.
Then I'll decide.
Okay.
Well, I think that's the power.
I didn't know how to do that, but yeah, I do.
That's the
Green,
power.
Green, what are we at? We're at an hour and 1 minute.
Damn, really?
Yeah, we are.
I can keep going. Might as well.
Fuck yeah. May as well.
Should we keep going in the other podcast?
We go to the Patreon?
We can do the Patreon.
Maybe. Because I don't want to get too intoxicated tonight.
This podcast might only be 7 minutes long because the shit we have to cut out. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Dude, I mean, I'm more worried about having to call in an armed robbery down the street just to drive home after this.
I'm going to say...
Try and get all the cops down that end of the road.
That's right.
And then we'll go this way.
That's good.
See?
That's good.
I'm not stupid. I've done this before. Just kidding. We don't condone drinking and driving. Call an Uber or Lyft, blah, blah, blah. Promo code.
Call an Uber or Lyft. Where are my keys? but I feel like we got to say like 12 terrible things so that they can't pick what terrible thing to arrest us on.
Okay.
I think that's a better strategy.
I think
because if you only say one...
You got Donald Trump it. You got to smother it with bullshit. Dude,
100%.
Yes.
If you say one crazy thing,
you're crazy.
You're fucking done. They're going to cancel the shit out of you. But if you say 12 crazy things a day,
yes,
they're going to be desensitized.
Schwarzenegger.
Uncancelable.
Right?
That's right.
You can say whatever you want.
You can say Schwarzenegger.
You can say it. He won so many awards. He's the governor.
By the way, this is Wes. I told him, and I didn't know.
Call it. I didn't know.
I didn't know you guys didn't know this.
I didn't. Who would know? We don't speak German.
As someone who speaks German, ask any German person what Schwarzenegger means.
Okay.
Schwarz means black.
Uh-huh. And what's the other one?
I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say Schwarzenegger. I'm not going to say.
Crazy.
Just the other one.
Still don't, maybe I don't mean I don't think.
Because it means that.
I don't think I know what you mean.
It means, and we cut there, and that's where we go to the podcast. And we cut right there, Artie. We cut right there. And then we're in the podcast, and they're going to think I said it. They're going to pay $5.
They better.
They're going to pay $5. We fucking got him, dude. We fucking got him.
Yes. Fuck, finally.
Dude, we fucking got him, dude. You see how many fucking subs we got off that?
Dude, can't believe it.
Dude, amazing. I'm so happy they told three friends.
Yeah.
They're all going to be, we fucking tricked them, dude.
116 went to 216.
God, they're stupid.
They got it.
God, they're
I'll
so
say
fucking
it,
stupid,
no,
bro.
Give me room.
God, they're so. I'm so glad we're not so rolling dumb. Right now.
Yeah. Bottom of the barrel. Bottom of the barrel.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.